5. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
4. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
3. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
2. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the one in 8 in your life that needs help?
1. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Jenny Garth. As a mom, there's nothing more important to me than seeing my kids smile. That's why I've teamed up with the American Association of Orthodontists to shine a light on the importance of a healthy, beautiful smile. We all want to look our best, and an attractive smile is part of it. Getting your child an orthodontic checkup can make a huge difference in their future. Orthodontists straighten teeth and jaws. And if braces are needed, today's hip models let kids sport their own personal style during treatment. To learn more, visit braces.org.
Henry Ford Community College gift cards are a great way to show your support for someone in your life who is seeking the skills necessary to fulfill their dreams. Available in values from $10 to $100, gift cards can be used towards payment of tuition, purchasing books and supplies, lab fees, or even a lunch at Skylight Cafe. Gift cards can be purchased at the campus bookstore or online at collegestore.hfcc.edu. College gift cards. What better way to encourage a student in your life than with an investment in their future?
The Trade and Apprentice Education Division of the Henry Ford Community College is excited to present a new 10-credit-hour Renewable Energy Certificate Program. The content of the courses will be structured to inform the students of both present and future renewable energy concepts. This certificate program should interest students who are looking for an alternative to our current reliance on fossil fuels. To learn more about this program, please contact the Trade and Apprentice Education Division at 313-845-9609 or on the internet at www.hfcc.edu.
The views and opinions expressed on the following pre-recorded show do not necessarily represent those of WHFR or Henry Ford Community College. Good afternoon. This is WHFR Dearborn. You're listening to Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. And my special guest this month is Christina Pavey. She is a metaphysical therapist involved in sacred sound healing. Good afternoon. How are you, Christina?
Good afternoon, Mike. I'm very well. It's an honor, really, to be here in your program.
Okay. Well, I like that attitude. Thank you very much for being able to do the show.
You're welcome.
Now, I know you're involved in many different things, but today I want to concentrate on sacred sound healing. But before we do that, something that I noticed, I talked to you on the phone a few times, mm-hmm. and I noticed you had an accent, and it wasn't until I went to your website uh-huh. and, you know, realized that you're from Portugal.
Yes.
And my first question is, how'd you end up in Michigan?
Well, it's very, very interesting. Actually, I saw on the website of William Rand, he's an international renowned Reiki master, and I started reading and so, wow, I would love to go to this seminar, you know. And so I was working in tourism at that time, and I purchased a ticket, and I just came, and I was so happy to visit the United States for the first time. And I spent a wonderful 5 days with an awesome community of Reiki healers. And here comes this man called Chuck Pavey with his friends to play the African drum. And actually, they were doing something very interesting. They were drumming people. So four people at the same time, they would lay down like forming a cross. And they would go on top of them with those big djembes, mm-hmm. and right, focusing on different chakras on their bodies. And the four drummers at the same time, they would start playing. And you know, drum is connected to Mother Earth. So all those rhythms and the intensity of the vibration on the body was just amazing. Mm-hmm. And actually, Chuck, he was playing on opposite of where I was laying down, and you could see my face. So I was so like vibrating, you know, and so he was just like looking at me. Then afterwards, he tells me the story, right? And so after that, we got together, we talked a lot, and something grew.
Mm-hmm.
And they say love at first sight.
Right, and the rest is history. Right?
The rest is history. Right.
So, I mean, this Reiki conference was here in Michigan? Is that how you came here?
It was in Kalamazoo.
Okay.
Yeah, on the west side.
Right,
yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
And,
and you've loved being here, have you?
I love being here. Actually, Michigan, the state itself, was not the one that drew me here, even though I like the state.
Right.
I have to say that. It was the man.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy here.
Yeah.
I kind of learned how to enjoy Michigan.
Right.
It's beautiful. The lakes and
right.
The winters are a little rigorous for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned it as
right.
well.
Well, a lot of people really like the four seasons that we have here, you know.
Yes. And in Portugal, we have four seasons as well. So it's like home here, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then he introduced me to a bunch of friends and to another community. So it was just like having a second family.
Right. So you felt very good here, and you knew this was the place where you could live and stay and grow?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Now, how did you get involved with sacred sound healing? Perhaps you can tell us what that is first, and then we'll go into how you started with that.
Okay, sacred sound healing, it is also called vibrational healing, has to do with sacred sounds, like the sacred vowels that I learned from Jonathan Goldman as I studied with him in 2007 for 9 days intensive. And so everything that is connected to the divine is a sound that puts us in this other dimension. Is as you are doing the sounds, you feel that deeply inside of you, you are connected. You're connected to the source, connected to the divine, and actually we are all divine. We all came from the same source.
Mm-hmm.
And so that for me is the sacredness of the sound that we do. And I do every day the sacred vowels for each of the chakras that align the chakras. Chakras, for who doesn't know, are energy centers we have in our bodies and are mediators of the energy inside and the energy outside. So like portals that put us in contact to the cosmos, because we are part of the cosmos and we are the mini cosmos. And so there are so many connections to the cosmos that is amazing. And so therefore, the sacred sound healing, and healing because actually you can do your own self-healing as you are practicing all these sounds. And but besides the sacred vowels, when you are in a space of totally being present, totally being in the now, no past, no future,
mm-hmm.
just in the now,
right.
where everything can unfold. And in those moments that are so precious, you can actually do your own sacred sound. it's not my will, but thy will be done. Mm-hmm. As if you were, and actually you are, receiving all that blessed energy from the universe. And as you let go, as you open up, the sound very easily come from you to the outer, that connection that I was telling about previously. And so the sound can come very easily, and that's sacred.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you do this with meditation, or is it a form of meditation?
It is a form of meditation. As you are doing, so this, we have seven chakras, so seven sounds, one for each chakra. And as you are repeating the sound, you can repeat three or seven times. And you right away, as you do visualization as well, so as you are locating the chakras as you're doing the sounds, you place a color for each of the chakras, and you also can say an affirmation for each of the chakras. And as you are right there doing that, you are meditating. You are in a meditative state already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you get some type of visions or anything like that when you do these sound healings?
I see colors. Mm-hmm. Colors on my third eye. I don't see things necessarily. There are people who do. And actually, after my during my workshops, at the end of doing the 20 minutes or 30 minutes doing the sacred vowels, I ask people if they want to share. And there are amazing things happening mm-hmm. with other people, you know. And mm-hmm. we are unique. We are all unique. So there are no comparisons. And we all have different stages in life, you know, where we, like, my mother didn't see colors. And she starts seeing colors recently in the third eye. So it means that it's okay, you know. So we are unique vibratory beings.
Mm-hmm.
Very special.
Right. Well, I think that's interesting because we are all different. And depending on where you are in life, you might experience something totally different from somebody else. But that doesn't mean it's right or wrong. It's just that person's experience, correct?
Correct. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and because I've been to this planet and I've seen these beautiful colors and rainbows, and the other one is next to that person, thinks, oh my God,
right?
Weirdo.
I
didn't have all that. I didn't, you know. But it's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's everybody's own experience. That's all it is.
Yes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, how often do you do this? Do you do this daily?
I try to do it daily. Many mm-hmm. times I do it in a shower.
Okay.
And
so you don't need to, like, just sit down and relax or anything. You can do it just throughout the day.
Yeah. For instance, if you are in a hurry, you're going to work, and you can do it in a shower. You can do what we call the siren. Mm-hmm. So you do the vowels, like in a siren, up and then down three times as you are washing yourselves with that consciousness, you know, mm-hmm. as you are
right.
doing the sound. It's not just doing the sound. The intention is very important. And even 5 minutes. You don't do three or seven. You do a one.
Mm-hmm.
You do a one with really intention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough.
Right.
In the morning and then at night before you go to bed, for instance. You can mm-hmm. do that.
So instead of singing in the shower in the morning, you might want to do the sound healing instead, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what are some of the benefits from sound healing? I mean, you know, what does it heal? What does it correct or improve in a person's body?
Well, one of the things for me is really important is stress. It releases stress. It relieves you from stress. And especially people who rush all the time. It's just amazing. But if they dedicate those 5 minutes and do those sounds, all that stress just disappears, just like magic. And so it's a stress reliever. It can balance both hemispheres of your brain. It can improve the cerebral spinal fluid. It can bring back frequencies that have been forgotten or dormant. It can lower your heart rate. Heart rate lowers it. Harmonizes the breathing, clears the chakras, also the meridians, which are the paths of energy in Chinese medicine. And
well, it says here something I'm interested in. It says yes. You can grow new brain cells. Is that true?
It's true,
because,
too.
Because at this age, I've got about 2 brain cells left. So I'm thinking I have to get with this so that I can generate a few new brain cells. But is that really possible?
It is possible.
Mm-hmm. Has this been proven? Has this been studied?
Yes. Yes. And even the sound can go deep as into the cells, actually, the molecules, the atoms. It can actually transform them. So our DNA, that is the genetic code that is embedded with God's message of unity, compassion, love, all of the qualities that we human beings have, that is our state of being. And that DNA, when the sound is made, there's that connection that can really, really make a difference mm-hmm. to change it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
I would just like to remind everybody right now that you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This program is called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. My special guest this month is Christina Pavey. She is a metaphysical therapist, and she's involved in many different things. But tonight, or I should say today, rather, we're talking about sound healing, sacred sound healing. Now, do you feel that this really resonates throughout your entire body? Whenever you do you wouldn't say it was chanting, or do you consider it chanting?
It's not really chanting, it's toning. Mm-hmm. We would say toning. The toning is different from the chanting. As you're doing toning, and many people have this kind of preconceived thought, oh, I need to sing, and I don't know how to sing, and you know, so that thing, if I sing, it rains and all of that. And so probably is right away that blockage that people go through, because in workshops people, voice, that's something special, and I don't have it. Mm-hmm. Everybody has the power to tone, because this is not about the melody, this is just about to do the tone. So mm-hmm. that's why it's different from the chantings. And as you do the toning, it resonates with all of your body, and not just the toning, the humming. Humming, so we every day we take a shower, right? We wash ourselves.
Well, most of us do anyway. I don't know about everybody.
But anyway, as we are doing that, we are massaging in a way our body, right? But we can do an inner massage as well. And as we do the humming, it's so easy. There's a resonance that spreads all over the body. And actually, certain parts of the body can tingle. And mm-hmm. that is good, because it's the energy going through. And even if you have blockages in some areas, actually, if you hum and you are visualizing that area, problematic area, and you are sending that white light, golden light to that area together with the humming, is really soothing, is nurturing, and is very calming. Mm-hmm. And you just hum. You don't right. need to do anything else.
Right.
And it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I got a chance to do some of the ones that are specifically designed for certain chakras. And it's just what you say. You can feel the vibration, you know, in certain parts of your body. But what I did, I mean, I didn't do a whole lot of it. But, okay. you know, what I did do really felt good. I really liked the feeling that, you know, I got in my upper chest, the vibration and feeling that.
Yes.
And I thought that, wow, maybe there really is something to this where it could be therapeutic. And this is what you found?
Yes, absolutely. And even when I do massage, I always do use the sound and or Reiki or any other modality, because people can feel the difference. Actually, the ah sound for the heart chakra is the sound that is the most used, because we need love. We need that self-acceptance and to open up our hearts, because everything on this planet, everything about the human beings is love. Without love, there's nothing. And that's the key. It's the glue to hold the world and to hold the cosmos. And God is there. Mm-hmm. God is there with his huge compassion and love. And that's why things are there, because there's this state of being. For me, it's not a feeling. It's a state of being that God created us with.
Mm-hmm.
And so when doing the ah, It's even for the planet, for all living creatures. And it brings that nurturing. It brings that sense of divinity and of uniqueness that is all of us are.
Mm-hmm. So people don't have to be afraid of the fact that, you know, they're concerned, well, I'm not a singer, I can't really vocalize, but somehow they feel that maybe this isn't really for them because they're concerned, you know, people have told them, you can't sing or you can't, you know, vocalize.
Right.
But they don't need to be concerned with that. They just, like you say, they just practice the tones. It doesn't matter what your ability is to sing or carry a melody, like you said.
Exactly, Mike. They don't need to be singers. They don't need to sing at all. Mm-hmm. Just merely to do the toning. And even people, and it's one of the things that in my workshops I do, I pay attention. All the workshops are different. The program is the same, but I read the energy of the people. And actually, because everything is in divine order, guess what can happen? That group of 5-6 people there, they all have usually the same issue. Either is abandonment or all these traumas that they get together there, that group of people. And so I read them and I do different exercises. Like for the wounded child, the inner child, that most all of us have something of hurt inside.
Right.
And so when the blockage starts when we are little, then we don't use the voice because the voice is in the throat chakra, mm-hmm. which is the seed of the will, which is communication, to speak up for our own truth. And so when these traumas happen, people are not confident. They have that issue about confidence, about when is the right moment to speak, and when is the right moment, something happens and they don't do it. So I've noticed, and I have testimonials of people doing these exercises and really come up with a huge empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And that is amazing.
Right.
It's because sound for me gives us the self-empowerment, the self-transformation, and the self-healing.
Right.
And this is needed for our lives because to carry on a life, all our lives, without that possibility of speaking up for what we need, it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So the sound gives us the possibility to really go to the source, to the deep, deep, deep core of who we are, and then bring that sound. There's the solar plexus where the guts are, where all of our emotions are concentrated there. If our voice comes from here, is the power source, the sun, the expansion, the fire. So when the things are ignited here, it comes up through the throat and out through the mouth. And that is awesome. Now, we have to see when that power can be balanced with the heart. Because it's not just talk and scream and yell. No, it has to be tempered with the loving heart space. And that is what we can get there through these sounds, mm-hmm. and through the open heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, that must be rewarding for you when you see people responding in such a positive way that they do recognize things, that it really is helping them work through issues or whatever the case might be.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that to be true? That
yes.
It really does make a difference in your own life, that you've helped people?
Yes, I do. Sometimes I have one person, one session, and that person goes and doesn't say anything. But maybe 2 years, 3 years later, I find that person. And what does that person say to me? Christina, that session was amazing. You don't know what I've been through. And then they talk to me about all the classes they took after, and then the changes in their lives and all that. Wow, that's amazing. I'm happy to know that you're doing okay, you know. Oh, wow, you're amazing. You're amazing. And that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I love it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's a great feeling.
Because, Mike, I facilitate. I don't fix people.
Right. You're a conduit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love, because I'm not here to fix anybody. I'm here to pass on my passion, the information about what is my passion, And then it's up to the person to work it out.
Right.
And to go forward.
Well, I know you have that one quote by Gandhi on your website, and that is something to the effect, what is it? If you want to change the world, you have to, if you want to see the change in the world that you want, you have to change yourself, something to that effect?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The individual has to start from the individual.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot come from the outside.
Right.
It has to be from the inside.
Right. And you can't wait for other people to come along and do it for you. You have to be the change that you want to see in the world, in essence.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is so, so important. It's just to do the work. Do the work. And to have that consciousness and the awareness becoming better and better and better. For mm-hmm. yourself first, you're number one. For me, I always say, you're number
right.
one. And then, you know, go to the others.
Right.
But
right.
first it's you.
Right.
And then spread the good to everybody around. But see, when you are changing, everybody around you feel that energy. And then they ask, what you doing? You're so going much better. Look at your face and look at your voice, this powerful voice. And you know what you want. So what is the secret? Well, and the person shares, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, because there are
right.
so many modalities out there that I say, whatever resonates with you from the heart, that's the one that you go for.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, it's not because I'm here, I'm not selling anything, I'm just simply passing the information because it touched me so deeply that it's, for me, it's important to pass it on.
Right, right. You want to help others.
I want to help others. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And again, I just want to say that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This program is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. My special guest this month is Christina Pavey. She's a metaphysical therapist, and she's involved in sacred sound healing, which is what we're talking about primarily. Now, take us through a class. If you're going to have a class on this, mm-hmm. what is the typical class like?
Well, it's interesting. Let's see. I'm kind of rewinding.
Okay. Well, just, you know,
okay,
the way it usually
the main
goes.
Things, yes.
Yeah.
First, I do introduction. So I explain to people what the workshop is about, and then everybody's going to introduce themselves. And as they are introducing themselves, we sing their name as a mantra. Mantra is a word or a set of words that is an affirmation that you really want to see fulfilled for your life or for the planet or individual. And you repeat that word or set of words over and over again. And that is becoming then yours. And all of your structure, your physical, your mental, your emotional, your spiritual, is going to get that message. And you are filled with that love in that affirmation. So the name that we bring is a mantra. It's a very sacred word. And so all of the group is going to sing that name as such. And for instance, for you, Mike, I would say, Mike, you pick a color, a chakra, and an affirmation. Affirmations always have to be done in the present tense. Because it's already done, right? There's no wills or would likes. No, I am light, or I am pure love, or I am peace. And so with these three things, as we would take a breath in and say your name, we would say and have those three things present in our minds. And as we take a breath in breath, as we let go with the toning, we would release those three things that you would like us to visualize and to see in your life, and we do. Mike. And all of that vibration carrying the intention and all of the love to you. And so that's what we do to each of the participants, and then we do a meditation with the crystal bowl. After that, we do releasing exercises. I explain how to breathe. Many people don't know how to breathe. It's a very shallow
mm-hmm.
breath.
Right.
And the breathing has to come from the diaphragm. And so like if you are filling in a balloon, and as you are filling in the belly with all of the air, then you have enough air to elongate the vowels, and that is necessary because the more you elongate them, the more you are benefiting from the sound in your body and soul. And so I teach the diaphragmatic breathing, and there's another exercise. There is the resonance breathing to balance both hemispheres before we do the sacred vowels. And there's a release of sound as well. I love to do this when we do the drumming circle because many people during the week or during the months have things right here stuck in the throat, right? This time, we allow everything. Whatever sound comes through you, you just release. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing because you can hear sounds of giggling or very harsh sounds right. or very sharp. You have everything. Mm-hmm. At the end of this exercise, people just are 10 pounds lighter because yes. it's a total release.
Right.
And so we do that and, we do the Bija mantra. Bija is a Sanskrit word that means seed, and it comes from the Sanskrit alphabet. So the Sanskrit language, all of the vibrations are very, very, very powerful. It's practically a divine language. And so these alphabet words or syllables, they also come in seven, one for each of the chakra. Mm-hmm. So it's the Lam, Vam, Ram, Yam, Ham, Sham, Om. And the sacred vowels are the U, O, A, I, A, E. And so these are really the two main exercises for the sacred vowels and the Bija. And in these recent workshops, I've been doing toning the divine name, which is God's name. In my website, for whoever then later on can go on and read about Jonathan Goldman and Greg Braden. These are two of my favorite people in this research in the field of metaphysics. And they are best friends, these two, Jonathan and Greg Braden. And they were doing the same work in different ways. Jonathan Goldman had a dream in 1993 about Yahweh, about the dream saying that Yahweh, God's name, is not a name, it's a sound, and that we could do the sound by toning four out of the seven sacred vowels, and which is E, A, U, E, I, E. So it's E. Just like the feeling of God, Yahweh, coming into our bodies and then leaving.
Right.
And when this is nicely intoned together with an affirmation, thank you, God, for my life, and then intone the name. And this is very powerful. So I read his book, I practiced the sounds, And I wanted to pass it on to people.
Mm-hmm. So he literally had a dream that this really came to him?
He had a dream in 1993. Mm-hmm. He didn't right away. He didn't broadcast it. He didn't write a book right away because he thought this is not the right time. Mm-hmm. There's still many things to be happen on the planet. And recently he wrote the book and he recorded a CD as well. And together with that, Greg Braden was writing a book, The God's Code, and that also gives us an explanation about our DNA and about Yahweh code being in our DNA, which is a message of unity, love, and compassion to unite the people, no race, no religion, just total love and total understanding of who we are.
Right. Well, when these people have different reactions, different sounds coming from them, again, the important thing is not to judge that, you know, well, why is this person really sounding like perhaps an animal, or why is this person giggling or whatever. Whatever will be, and that's, you just accept it.
Yes. Actually, when I start a workshop, we do a circle. Circle, completion, unity. Mm-hmm. And there are many symbols for that. And I always put people at ease, saying, this is a sacred circle. Here there's no judgments, there are no fingers pointed at you. We are all divine. We are all here to go through the process of healing. So if you have something that needs to be healed, please be comfortable. We are here to love and not to judge. And it's then when things start to occur.
Mm-hmm. Right. Everybody feels more relaxed as they progress with the class?
Everybody feels more relaxed and even more open as we take a break for lunch, and people just exchange ideas, and mm-hmm. it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really awakening in a sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How long do these classes, I mean, is it an all-day thing, or how long do they usually last?
Now, these last two or three I've been doing is from 9:30 till 5:30 with a break for lunch. Mm-hmm. Usually it's a potluck. Everybody brings a dish to pass.
Okay.
And it's very agreeable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So people can bring whatever they want, even like White Castle hamburgers, or maybe not that.
whatever.
Oh, really?
Usually,
okay.
You know, people are a little bit more aware. But
right,
well,
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think that people would want to bring, you know, healthier dishes. I was just being facetious with
White Castle hamburgers.
But, yeah, well, that's good, though. I mean, it's really based on sharing. I mean, a shared experience, shared food.
Yes.
And the whole experience is just very... very enlightening. Is that, how would you term it, like that?
Very enlightening, and very, it's almost like a discovery, a revelation for the individual. Whoa, how I didn't know I was coming to do this, because things are so, are done in a very easy way, that then they are so comfortable that they bring more stuff. And
right.
That stuff was not supposed to come, according mm-hmm. to them, in the beginning.
Right.
But as it is so inviting and so safe, that people are allowing for whatever needs to be healed to come and surface.
Right.
And so it's very revealing to many of them.
Right. Well, I would imagine the more relaxed people feel, the more open they become, because mm-hmm. they aren't worried about who's going to judge them or what other people will think. They're just being themselves, and like you say, they're in the now. And again, it sounds easy, but it's very hard to do sometimes. You're either thinking about the past or worried about the future.
Exactly.
And it's hard to just be in the now and experience time as it really is.
Yes, yes. You are totally right. Exactly. So
yeah, that's been my experience anyway. Again, you know, I mean, I've had many guests that have said, you know, it's important to live in the now, and that is true, but I think for many people it's not always easy to do.
No.
How does somebody do that?
It's an interesting question. How do you do that? Well...
yeah, what's your answer? Well, I mean, you know, yeah. It might be difficult, but what would you say to that?
When I start a session, I always say that, be in the now, no past, no future. And for some people it can be hard, but as the session starts, it's becoming easy. For me, in my meditation time, I just focus on something, an affirmation, that can give me that possibility of staying in the now. And a vision of some sort that gives me comfort, nurtured, a flower, or you name it. We are all different, but I love nature, so I can envision something that gives me calm and serenity, or go to the beach in my visions and stay there at the sea with my feet in the water and just feeling all the elements of nature, and that is giving me a possibility to stay in that now.
Mm-hmm. So you just ground yourself through affirmations and
yes.
what you visualize?
Yes. Mm-hmm. For me, it is like this.
Right.
We all have
right.
different ways.
right.
of being in the now.
Right.
And sometimes it's just feeling the energy and right. go within my body and
right.
and staying in my body and say, I appreciate you and I am so deep gratitude mm-hmm. for what you do for me.
Right.
My sacred temple.
Right.
So I stay.
Well, some of the vowels that I was speaking about earlier that I was doing and that you've demonstrated, I was doing it just like you did it. I mean, up and down. And I must say, again, it really kind of, I don't know, freed me up. I mean, I could appreciate the vibration
yes.
that I was feeling throughout my upper body. And I thought that was really, again, somewhat of a revelation, something that, you know, you might want to pursue. So when you started doing this, did you know that this was right for you right away, that this sound healing was something you wanted to pursue?
Yes, right away. And it's interesting because when Chuck started, my husband started to teach me how to do harmonics, before that I had a huge experience with drumming, because the drum, as it is connected to Mother Earth, to the tribe beat, Africa. It's
right.
the more pure essence of Earth. And so it brings that energy from Earth and just comes to you with such a, what's the word, force, that whatever is in the body, and if you are allowing to open your heart, it can be translated into yells, into screams, into just this amazing yelling. And that freed me a lot from mm-hmm. so much stuff.
Right.
As that started to calm down, then the sound came to appease me. And so the overtoning, I actually, Wayne Paris, and it's an awesome healer too, he said that there are three R's, the therapy of three R's, that is the relaxation, the releasing, and the regenerative sounds. And the harmonics are the regenerative, because you actually feel the shift of energy in your body, because it's got the fundamental note and then all the harmonics up to the octave of that fundamental. And could I give an example?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So if whoever is listening to me, close your eyes and just stay within, or just go to another.
Right. Of course, if you're driving,
vision.
Don't be closing your
no,
eyes.
No, no, no.
We want to make that disclaimer right now, but if you're at home, that's great.
Okay, here goes.
Impressive. I can tell, you know, you probably feel that throughout your entire body, don't you?
Yes.
How it resonates throughout your entire body. And do you feel it from your feet all the way up to the top of your head?
Yes. Yes. And the thing, sometimes people say, hey, I thought you were not going to ever end that sound.
Mm-hmm.
Because you take that, you have diaphragmatic breathing, right? So the belly is out there. But as you are enlightened by the divine, you know, you have that connection for sure. It's almost like the air is not going to ever end. And because also here in the face we have the cavities,
mm-hmm.
so the resonance is so the swirl of air, everything here, and that helps together with the throat and with the tongue almost up on the roof and the lips forms different forms that modulates the sound, and all of that is a togetherness of different elements that go together in this harmonious way, and then it shifts everything.
Mm-hmm. And the more you practice this, the longer you can go. You can repeat these same vowels or whatever it might be for a longer time as you
yes.
do it more and more?
Yes. Yes, you have that endurance, and that I also suggest people not to strain their voices. You can just do like a simple very soft, just go with whatever your heart needs. Don't strain it like very strong. You don't need that. You know, because if you're alone, nobody's going to hear you. It's just for yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's just more like feel yourself. And regarding the pitch, feel yourself as well. There are no rules. Actually, if you see this, like the sacred vowel sound that I mentioned, if you feel the heart needs to receive a ooh, by all means, and the head a, by all means. I mean, there's absolutely no rules for the sound. Mm-hmm. You just need to feel connected.
Right.
That's, for me, is number one. No wrong, no right. It just is.
Right.
And also in my workshops, we do hands-on. We practice the sound on each other. And so first we scan the person and see which is the chakra that needs to be worked on. And then people are looking for the chart. Where's the chart? Okay, now you go with the chart, but later on, forget about the chart. Just mm-hmm. feel.
Right.
If you feel that it's another vowel that needs to go there, by all means, you know. So it's very freeing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yeah. You just have to be open to whatever feels best for you at that time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So as you improve your breathing, though, I mean, you can go longer and modulate your voice up and down a little bit more and more.
Yes.
And do you feel that you can breathe easier just in daily life now through this training?
Yes. There are going to be many shifts for people who will come to these workshops. Actually, one lady, she usually would be, and she's a healer too, And she would be a little kind of, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk now about what I do, you know. And one of these evenings we were having, you know, these ladies over and she's doing networking and stuff. And she gets up, you know, the attitude changes, the body posture changes, everything in you changes. And I saw herself standing up like she was self-assured of who she was. And she said, I do this modality, and this will help you for you to feel your body and be glamorous. I never, never heard that said before. And it's remarkable because mm-hmm. everything in you changes for the best.
Right.
Because you're not afraid of being heard. You're not afraid of saying whatever you need to say.
You're not afraid of being judged or whatever it might be.
So that's self-confidence that comes up and really break through all of the obstacles that you had before.
Right. Well, like you said earlier, it might be something that people notice in you that, you know, maybe you seem to be a little happier or you're walking a little bit better or whatever it might be.
Yes.
You know, you are standing up straighter, taller. You are a different person.
Yes.
And that happens quite often, does it?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It does. For people who really work, it does transform those people mm-hmm. at all levels. Mm-hmm. Situations certain situations that before they wouldn't go through, and now they can handle them better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they know how to handle them.
Right. Once again, I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This program is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. My special guest this month is Christina Pavey. She is a metaphysical therapist involved in sacred sound healing. Now, I would like to know, do some of the people in your classes and that have studied with you, mm-hmm. are they surprised at some of the changes that they go through?
Some are, others not so much, because deep inside of them, they know that that's the right way, and they do feel the changes, but probably not that surprised, and others probably surprised. So we have a mix of, you know, of different ways of people reacting to mm-hmm. the work that they are doing. Now, one thing is certain, with at least the last three workshops, I'm now going to do a monthly 1 hour only for sound, and that is to tone for the planet, to tone for the healing to all living creatures, and that is powerful. It works. So even an hour, we don't see the energy going, but it goes. It just goes from here to the cosmos, to other planets that we don't have even idea that they exist. But the sound, with the intention behind, it's different from just a sound, because it's a carrier wave of consciousness. And so that sound goes to where we want to manifest it. So actually, Jonathan Goldman taught us about two formulas. That is frequency plus intention equals to healing, and vocalization with visualization equals to manifestation. And that is true. When you are helping someone with that intention behind the sound, and as you carry that tone to that person, it's totally different. And as the receiver also has to work, because we are as a team, and does an affirmation saying, I am healed, I am perfect. And as these two occur together, many things can occur of good.
Now, these vibrations, I mean, is this something you just feel are going out there to help people, or is it something you see maybe in your third eye? What do you perceive when you do this? Anything special?
The special that I feel is that I do feel special. And if I feel special, then everybody around will feel special. And mm-hmm. I do know, and scientifically it's proved, that energy flows. And also, the electromagnetic field of our heart is bigger than the brain one. And it can actually, we are here now and can go beyond this building. It's amazing. The heart, my electromagnetic field, it's huge. It carries our love and compassion, and that is proved. Mm-hmm. So I do know, when singing with those ladies, when toning with those ladies, we know that we are spreading the good, the love and compassion and unity, mm-hmm. and all of the values.
Right. And I know on your website, too, it says that cats are good for healing. If you hold a cat, that purring, that level that they purr at,
yes.
can be therapeutic.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Has that been proven scientifically?
Scientifically, yes, has been proven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people with bone problems, arthritis, if they, not just with the cats, but with the tuning forks,
okay.
that can go to that, I think it's 25 hertz or 50 hertz up to 100 hertz, with that vibration close to the area that is injured, yeah, they can improve.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask, what if a person's a dog person, they don't like cats? I mean, what are they going to do in that case? I mean.
No, there's other possibilities.
Oh, okay, all right. Always some alternative, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
But again, I thought that was interesting because, you know, I mean, I've been around cats and, you know, they'll just lay on you and purr, you know, and that can be relaxing, you know, if
Very.
You just, you know, tune into that.
And it's true, too. There's a website, actually, you can click there and you go to a website where they say that cats have less probability of arthritis problems than dogs. And that because when they are purring, it doesn't mean that they are happy only. When they're purring, they're healing themselves. Actually, they like their own corner. They're not like the dogs that come to us.
Right,
they like
right.
their own corner, like their sacred space, and they purr away. And that is when they're really sick, and they need that frequency to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they are healers. Mm-hmm. They are amazing. All animals are healers.
Right.
I'm not. I love cats, but
yeah.
I love dogs too. So
yeah.
It doesn't
well,
matter.
I'm more of a dog person than a cat person, but still, I like cats. I always thought that when a cat was purring, also, if you're next to it, that means they're content as well.
Yes, they are.
They're satisfied somehow.
They are. So it means both things. It
mm-hmm.
can be they are content, they are loving you, and you are petting, and they are loving that petting. But then it can be healing also. When
mm-hmm.
they are ill, it can help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, you know. Now, how can people get in touch with you?
Okay, they can do by phone, 586-260-5112, or my website, www.lightnessofbeing.com. And, yeah, mm-hmm. basically it's this.
And you have some classes coming up, don't you?
I do have. I have a Reiki class, level one, on the 22nd. It's a Sunday, from 1 till 5:30. And the 29th, Sacred Sound Healing from 9:30 till 5:30.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you ever combine these modalities that you're interested in? I noticed you said something about the drumming. Do you actually do drumming in conjunction with the Sacred Sound Healing?
Actually, in the drumming, I never did that. I do okay. sound, but it's more a freeing sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's just people do whatever they
right.
do, because when the drumming is coming.
Yeah, right, right. Well, no, it's what you described earlier. I could tell it was very freeing that, you know, you would just lose whatever inhibitions you might have, and you
yes.
might start screaming or something, because that primitive, basic reaction that you have to that beat
mm-hmm.
is something that you have to let out. Otherwise,
absolutely.
You're going to explode from the inside out if you
yeah.
don't let it out.
Exactly. And now you pointed a good one, you know, like in life, when you're about to explode,
uh-huh.
please don't explode.
Right.
You can always go to the breathing first, because explosions can be tremendous. If you are in that part of your life that you cannot hold anymore, go to the breathing first. Just do diaphragmatic breathing and breathe through the nose and out through the mouth as many times as you need, and do a just as a release. And then if you want, just go further, groan.
Right.
And then just freeing through that first breathing. Don't go
mm-hmm.
to the explosion.
Right.
Otherwise, next day you don't have a voice.
Right.
And you're really probably
right.
even worse than the day before.
Right.
Yeah.
So you just make the sounds that you feel that you need to make. And if they're lower guttural type sounds, just go with that.
Yeah.
Because that's what's helping to release the stress. And today, many people are stressed out. You know, I mean, they're overwhelmed. They've got computers that they take home with them, and they're still related to work, and they can't really just walk away sometimes and
right.
totally relax, and
right.
it does get to be stressful sometimes,
right.
and people are, you know, doing a lot of different things. Mothers are doing the, you know, soccer mom thing, and
exactly.
they're raising families and perhaps working a job, and sometimes it just gets to be too much.
Yeah, so that's why don't get to the explosion moment. Do every day a little bit releasing. It's just like the earthquakes when Mother Earth
mm-hmm.
cannot take any more and shake like that, you know. So release every day, whatever. Just go to your corner there, your sacred space, and release.
Mm-hmm.
That's my suggestion.
Yeah. So do you feel calmer on a daily basis because you do the breathing? Does that help you every day?
It helps me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. I've changed a lot. It's mm-hmm. been a beautiful long way, but yeah, I'm different, and
right.
sound has been helping a lot.
Mm-hmm. So if you're just driving along the road and some idiot cuts you off, do you start to do the breathing or sounds or anything perhaps to help you right
breathe.
Away? Or?
I breathe, and mm-hmm. I do that technique that is called the Ho'oponopono.
Uh-huh.
I love you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah, because we are as one, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, theoretically, anyway. I mean, you know.
Theoretically, if you go to the spiritual.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're all on different life paths, and
yeah.
we're all at different points in our life and our learning. I mean, I believe in reincarnation, and, you know,
yes.
we're all along different paths at different times to learn different lessons. So,
yes.
of course, your reaction is going to be different at different times in your current life as well as past lives.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
But you know, Mike, as you practice sound or whatever modality you feel safe with and see that is improving your life, you're going to change. You know, sooner or later, you're not going to have that reaction that used to be violent at first, but you're going to more like, oh, I'm different here. I just look at the person. I'm, you know, I said sorry or something, you know.
Right.
There are remarkable changes
right.
there.
Whereas maybe in the past you would have just started screaming at that person.
Completely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, do you want to give that information, your website and telephone number, just one last time?
Okay. Phone number is 586-260-5112. And website www.lightnessofbeing.com. Lightnessofbeing.com.
Well, Christina, thank you very much for being a guest on Metaphysically Speaking. Very interesting, very enlightening. I mean, I can tell it makes a difference. And just what I've done today, just practicing on my own, I can tell it does make a difference, or it seems to make a difference, and it's really interesting. So thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you, Mike. It's been a pleasure and so awesome to talk with you. And good luck for all of your radio shows.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I would just like to thank my guest for this month's edition of Metaphysically Speaking, Christina Pavey, and she is a metaphysical therapist, and she does many different things. Again, we are talking primarily about the sacred sound healing on today's show. Very, very interesting, very enlightening. I appreciate the fact she was able to be here. I also want to thank my producer, Brandon McKay, for helping me out on this edition of Metaphysically Speaking. Be sure to come back next month, and we'll be on Tuesday, May 15th, for another edition of Metaphysically Speaking. Right now, I want to take time to thank a few people, because basically we just had our fourth annual Festival of Enlightenment Holistic Fair. That was back on March 24th, and it was a great, great event. And like I said, I would like to thank the following people that helped out with this great event. First of all, I'd like to thank our media partners, Penny and Howard Golden, publishers of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. They've really been kind to us over the years and have helped us out for every event that we put on with this festival. So they've done a great job in helping us. So we appreciate it immensely. I want to thank our speakers, John. And I don't know his last name, unfortunately, but he was here. He substituted for Ginger Bridget Weikers, who couldn't make it. So I do want to thank him for speaking. Also, Dave Krajovic, Barbara White, and Chrissy Blaze. Thank you to all of our great vendors, readers, and body workers, all of those that generously donated goods and or services, including all of our performing musicians. I also want to thank the management and staff of WHFR, in particular Susan McGraw.